It's been too long, but well worth the wait. And I was amazed at how thorough and incisive the report was. I was expecting something of a very lightweight, Butler-type, Hutton-type report, which were totally ineffective in my book, but Sir John has done a thoroughly good job here. In fact, the first 12 pages of his statement say it all. There was flawed intelligence, cosy meetings between George Bush and Tony Blair, the whole equipment issues are mentioned in there, and also it goes on for the total meltdown, the destruction of Iraq, with no forethought or planning in place. So for me, Sir John has done a thoroughly good job, pleasantly surprised, and a personal thank you, Sir John. You've done the families proud today.
What do you do now as families of dead British servicemen and women? Do you want to pursue legal action against members of the former Blair government?
Well, it's been the view of the families that a country cannot be taken into war ever again on this magnitude, and there has to be some sort of accountability for those actions. And we all know who the key players are, which is a little way over there in Westminster, that took part in this most shambolic episode of British politics. We would like to see all those key players, we know who they are, face some form of accountability. Now, if that's through the legal channels, we will look at that and see what's viable and appropriate. I am not a legal mind, neither is the inquiry here, given that brief. But it has been passed over to lawyers. But I may be able to just draw your attention to just one area of the report where Sir John alludes to the fact that we have, however, concluded that the circumstances in which it was decided that the war was a legal basis for the UK military action were far from satisfactory. So, I mean, that may well be something the lawyers will need to look at. We would need to speak to those.